In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amulets are objects to which are attributed the power to expel negative energies and thus ward off bad luck. Talismans, on the other hand, are objects to which a magical power is attributed to attract positive energies and thus bring good luck. All of these things are superstitions at best, and in other cases, they could be hexed objects that would cause us serious problems. Many people who seek higher powers and want to succeed in life with all the illusion of their years seek the easy path to success through these objects, easy to buy in specialized stores, putting their trust and security more in these objects than in God and in His divine providence. Sometimes they learn to perform certain magical rituals with which they also try to control and harness the hidden forces for themselves. For this reason, the Church tells us with its 2,000-year-old wisdom, all practices of magic or sorcery by which one attempts to tame occult powers so as to place them at one's service and have a supernatural power over others, even if this were for the sake of restoring their health, are gravely contrary to the virtue of religion. These practices are even more to be condemned when accompanied by the intention of harming someone, or when they have recourse to the intervention of demons. Wearing charms is also reprehensible. Spiritism often implies divination or magical practices. The Church, for her part, warns the faithful against it. Recourse to so-called traditional cures does not justify either the invocation of evil powers or the exploitation of another's credulity. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2117. The business of amulets and talismans moves many millions. All kinds of objects are sold by mail or in specialized stores. Many of them represent macabre things with skulls, satanic images, or monsters, which can be on t-shirts, keychains, ashtrays, necklaces, rings. There are many magicians that talk about rechargeable amulets and talismans from time to time, in order to increase the number of unaware customers. The New Age especially promotes the use of crystals and gems, which according to them are capable of curing diseases and filling people with positive energies. There are also people, and even children, whose mothers had taken them to magicians or shamans and made them wear some stones or things around their necks that seemed unimportant and instead of curing them, had made them worse. Why? Because if we step into the territory of our enemy, the devil, we will fall into the clutches of his power, and then getting out of it will be more difficult and more costly. Let's look at a specific case. Megan became interested in esotericism when she was young, when she became passionate about Japanese cartoons. She says, I was fascinated by Oriental culture, and so I began to read New Age magazines that seemed to satisfy my curiosity. New Age and Japanese cartoon stories deal with themes such as magic and reincarnation. I soon became interested in the subject of crystals, that according to the culture of the New Age, have a special energy. I was very impressed with the idea that these powers could change my life. I was bad in my studies, and my best friend had betrayed me. I started going to an esoteric store which sold some special stones. One of these had been loaned to me as a powerful amulet capable of warding off all negative energy. They recommended that I always carry it with me and never leave it alone. From that moment, it seemed that everything was going better, and I was really happy and believed that the magic stone gave me luck. One day during an excursion, I lost my amulet. At night when I returned home, I realized that I lost it and I began to cry. At first, I was desperate. I felt lost without my magic stone. I began to think that my life was going to go wrong and they were going to punish me for having lost the amulet. I was terrified. I imagined some kind of demon punishing me. I was afraid that all the negative energy would come back into my life. I felt suddenly weak. I had lost my precious ally, the magic stone that gave me the strength to live. Little by little, I was remaking myself. My religion teacher helped me out of that esoteric trap. She told me that I had to find the true strength in Jesus, and that I could not allow myself to be conditioned by a New Age amulet. From that moment on, I felt happier and more alive. I returned home with a heart full of joy and without any fear of negative forces. Now I think I was foolish, and I don't understand how I could fall into such a trap. But when one is alone, one clings to anything, even a stone. Wicca is a neo-pagan cult, mixing paganism with magic and superstition. It is not itself a religion, as it does not have precise structures. It is an esoteric stream of thought that one can adhere to without any particular commitment. It is presented as a kind of good witchcraft. It has an exaggerated veneration of nature and its natural forces to the point of divinizing and worshipping it. Wiccan followers believe in reincarnation and practice a series of magical rites, from love songs to enrichment and money-attracting ceremonies. They have as a fundamental principle of their doctrine, do what you want, but without doing harm. With this, they promote all kinds of disengagement, especially in sexuality. They strongly encourage the use of natural amulets and talismans, and have the Book of Shadows as their fundamental book, with all kinds of magical rites that anyone can practice to attract positive energies. This doctrine has been widely spread due to certain films or magazines. They present it as an alternative religion, where women are fascinated with the possibility of becoming good witches and thus having the power to solve the problems of daily life. They invoke rare divinities and lock themselves in their room, making magical ceremonies with candles, incense, and natural plants. But the danger is in believing that there is good white magic or sorcery, invoking any divinity or spirit. In addition, for many people with problems, it is an easy path to want to solve all their problems with magic, instead of facing them with effort, work, and sacrifice. It is easier to want to make a woman or man fall in love with witchcraft than with sympathy and sweetness. And the same goes for passing exams or to cure diseases. In a word, to believe in Wicca is to enter a magical world without personal commitments, where anything goes and everything is wanted as soon as possible. By magic, we can understand all kinds of rites which are intended to channel the hidden forces to achieve our desires. Some magicians perform magical rituals so one is lucky in their business, or to have a job, or to cure diseases, or to get a beloved partner. When they do black magic to do harm with the help of the devil, they are called witches. Many people wear amulets and talismans, and when they have problems, they try to solve them through magicians, instead of resolving, working, doing effort themselves, and trusting in God. It is the culture of the easy things, as if everything was achieved with money and with superior powers, and not with our effort and the help of God. Certainly, magic is a good business for many magicians and fortune tellers who do a lot of advertising in the yellow pages, on radio, television, and the internet. The bad thing about magicians is that they work directly with the devil, and they become witches or black magicians because they do black magic. But in all cases, they have a malevolent ability to create a dependency in clients, to ruthlessly rip off every last penny from them. Every time the client visits them, they have something new to give or tell them. They will never tell you that everything is fixed and that you no longer need to go to their office. Sometimes they give candles or incense, love powder, magic herbs, or sewn sachets that should not be opened, or various kinds of talismans or amulets to attract luck or protect from negative forces. They will never tell you to go to church to pray to solve your problems, or to pray your holy rosary, but come back every so often to recharge the talismans or for new consultations. There are people who are so dependent on the magician that they are unable to make decisions without consulting them, being slaves of their opinions to take a trip, marry such a person, or run a business. The famous Italian exorcist Raul Salvucci said that he knew a great businessman who always traveled in the company of a magician who worked full-time for him in order to advise him on everything. The same happens with some politicians or great people of sports or in music. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.